What does the Bible say about being brokenhearted and what to do about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we are going to talk today about the remedy for brokenheartedness. We all know what it means to be brokenhearted, don't we? It usually comes from some sort of emotional or physical trauma, some experience that leads to disappointment. And if we do not guard our hearts and our imaginations, what can happen is that sometimes it can lead to offense, and offense can lead to disappointment and bitterness, which can then lead to anger and unforgiveness. And if we have unforgiveness in our hearts, it is very difficult to get anything from God. It is a total and complete block to healing, a total and complete block to deliverance, a total and complete block to answered prayer. So it isn't God's will that we remain brokenhearted, and it isn't God's will that we continue to suffer without remedy. So in the scripture, God shows us the ways out. We all know brokenheartedness has many causes. Most of them are related
to problems with relationships between a husband and a wife, or a man and a woman who are not yet married, or offense secondary to physical trauma or abuse. There are many causes, but the actions that we have to take are prescribed by Scripture, and they are always the same, and they always work. We have to have a new direction to go in. We cannot stay brokenhearted. It will frustrate your faith walk. It will steal from you your happiness and joy, and it could even harm your relationship with God. Sometimes people get angry with God, and they're mad at him because of what happened. But God has a reason, and God has a purpose, doesn't he? So the first thing we need to know about being healed of brokenheartedness is that we must seek a new direction. Do not stay where you are, in the rut that you are in. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He will make your paths straight." In other words, he will show you what to do. How? By trusting on the Lord with all of your heart. Notice what it says. Do not rely on your own understanding. Stop rationalizing. Stop examining things over and over and over again, thinking, well, what would have happened if I did it this way or that way instead? Or what if I didn't react that way or this way? Trying to figure out why things are the way they are. God says, let go. Do not rely on your own understanding. Then he says something very important that it's important for all of us to do on a daily basis. He says, acknowledge him, that is Christ, in all your ways, and he will make straight your path. He will show you what to do. Every day is part of your morning prayers. Always be sure to say to Father God, the Lord Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit, I acknowledge you this day. Please make straight my path. Please show me what to do this day. And day by day, God will get you through. So we must seek that new direction. Then we must take action. What kind of action? Well, let's see what the Word of God says. In Psalm 55, verse 22, it says, "Cast your burden on the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved." So the very next thing you have to do is to cast your burden on Christ. As a matter of fact, it's repeated in 1 Peter 5:7 in the New Testament. It says, "Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you." The next action that we have to do is to stop dwelling on the past. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, we read, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past." And then another action we read in Psalm 46, verse 1 and 2. "God is our refuge and strength, a well-proven help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed." So what do? We take refuge in God. Why? The scripture says he is a well-proven help in trouble. We will not fear, though the earth be removed. God is our refuge and strength. We will not fear. We take refuge in him on a daily basis. Father, Lord Christ, Holy Spirit, I take refuge in you this day. Make straight my path. Show me what to do. In Jesus' name I ask it. When we take action in line with the Word of God, God, in turn, gives us promises. And with those promises, we are able to overcome brokenheartedness. In John 14, verse 27, we read, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." So when we take action and cast our burdens on the Lord and trust on him and acknowledge him and refuse to fear, God says he will give his peace to us. Psalm 147 verse 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. That too is a promise. The third thing he tells us to do is to do good to others. In 1 Peter 4:19 we read, so then let those who suffer according to the will of God entrust their souls to a faithful Creator as they do good. In other words, even though you may be brokenhearted, determine in your heart of hearts to do good toward others. And by so doing, you will entrust your soul to the will of God, and He will give you understanding because He created you, and the Scripture says He is faithful. And what will He do then? He will work all things in your life for good. Romans 8:28 tells us so. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. So God wants us to have a new direction, not to just sit where we are, brooding and murmuring and complaining and being oppressed or depressed. No, He wants us to pursue a new direction, the very first thing. So again, in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, regarding a new direction, he says, as I said before, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. He will make your path straight. He will show you what to do. Then in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, listen to what the Holy Spirit said through Paul. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have attained this. Instead, I am single-minded, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching out for the things that are ahead. With this goal in mind, I strive towards the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Here again he repeats, forget the past, let go of it, be single-minded about forgetting the things that are behind, reaching out for the things that are ahead. And keep the goal in your mind, striving toward the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. As we walk this way with these attitudes and practice what the Word of God says, applying it to our life, we discover that God works His work in us and through us. In Psalm 73, verse 26, the psalmist acknowledged, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And the psalmist also acknowledged in Psalm 71, verse 20, you who have shown me great distress and troubles will revive me again and will bring me up again from the depths of the earth. These are the promises of God. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. There's another promise in Isaiah 43 verse 1. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Want more promises? Here they come. Romans 8:18. For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. In other words, God has a purpose for our suffering and our brokenheartedness. As a matter of fact, the Scripture discusses it fair length. And what it really tells us is that God uses suffering for sanctification. The word sanctification and the word holiness are the same. They're interchangeable. They mean the same thing. And so, when it says that God uses suffering for sanctification in the Scripture, it means that through our suffering, He is working in us holiness. How? Through causing us and encouraging us to walk in the Word of God, do what it says and see it work. It separates us from the world to Him, and that's what holiness is. Holiness is separation from the evil of the world and separation unto God. And it's important, isn't it? Why? Because we learn in the book of Hebrews that without holiness, no man will see God. Well, we don't have any holiness of our own. The only holiness we have is the holiness that is imputed to us, credited to our account in heaven by the blood of Christ Jesus. And then that which he works in us by acting on the word of God. So God gives us a promise. He says, he shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, neither shall there be any more sorrow, nor crying, nor pain, for the former things have passed away. That's Revelations 21, verse 4. In Isaiah 41:10, he tells us, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And he repeats it in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, where he says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, it is he who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. The psalmist in Psalm 46, verse 1 and 2 reminds us, God is our refuge and strength, a well-proven help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed. And then, if we learn that trust, if we learn to take refuge in him in our time of trouble, if we learn to rely on him, the best promise of all comes forth. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, he says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Some of your translations say, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good, not to hurt you, to give you a future and a hope. God doesn't want to hurt you. We all go through tests, but God, by taking refuge in him, gives us a promise. This too will pass. Let me ask you a question. Do you have Jesus Christ in your life, and do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. That's the door of your heart. He who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. In other words, he will reveal himself to you as a living person. You see, the Christian faith is self-proven. And I believe Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart right now. Won't you pray this prayer aloud, being willing to turn from your sin? God will do the rest. He will clean you up as he cleans up all of us. Say these words aloud now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings, given over many years past, are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.